voice of Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. What a delight it is to come into the tabernacle or the studio of Yahweh. We began to speak on those things that will bring a profound understanding to the house of Yahweh. Many things are transpiring in this hour. Many men are prophesying and speaking as they quote with a prophetic utterance. Yet, there is no dynamics to what these men are prophesying. Their prophecies never come to pass. And of course, they tend to piggyback on what one another say. Now, that is not the spirit of Yahweh. These men that declare that they are prophets and that they possess the anointing of Yahweh, then they ought to be the foretellers and tell the people of Yahweh the things that are transpiring, the things that are about to come to pass. What I do want tonight to talk with you, the people of Yahweh, I want to be deliberate. I want to take my time. I'm not a teacher, but I'm a preacher. I declare the truth of Almighty Yahweh with all boldness, with the authority of Yahweh. How can you say you declare that with authority, Pastor Robert? Because I'm convinced by the Spirit, by the Ruah, the Kadosh of Yahweh, that His words are eternal and that they are truth. There are many that will say that when you began to speak and discuss the name of Yahweh, this is a vile generation. They reject that precious name. And they will not reject the pagan name of Jesus, Jesus, Lord, titles as God. They will not. Or Christo, Christ. He is not the Christ, he is the Messiah. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. He is the salvation. He is Yahweh's anointing. And he came in the Father's name. Now we know, as David declared, that salvation, we understand that salvation, Psalms chapter 3, verse 8, salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Thy blessing is upon thy people. The Yahshua belongeth unto Yahweh. Now, what Messiah is, he is the hope of this salvation of Almighty Yahweh. He is the hope that the works that have been done to deliver, to preserve, to bring his people to safety, to bring them to a place whereby they will not be molested by the powers of darkness or the molestation of the enemies, that they would try to corrupt them with unethical things. We that are truly saved, we are delivered from the bondage and the power of those things. We must understand that salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Now, I know that there are those who say, Pastor Robert say, well, I was saved in the name of Jesus. You were not saved in the name of Jesus. Yahweh saved you. And it was before you ever could offer anything to him. It was simply that we were walking in blindness as Israel did. We walk in pagan traditions and pagan things that we had learned. We had not so learned Yahweh and Messiah. Yahshua had not been revealed unto us. So you were not saved that way. You were saved by the mercies and the sovereign power of Yahweh. Yahweh adds to the assembly daily, as he did after Pentecost, such as should be saved. Now, he is the one that saves. Now, I want to emphasize that tonight, the salvation of Yahweh. You that are listening, if you want to understand that in a greater depth, You can go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. YahwehSword, yahwehsword.org. There are messages that will bring a greater depth of understanding concerning the salvation of Almighty Yahweh. Saul said in the Acts of the Apostles, Acts 13, verse 26, as he had gone into Antioch of Pisidia, it says, on the Sabbath day, and after the reading of the law and prophets, he spoke with a profound utterance. He said, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and so, whosoever among you, he said, identify the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth Yahweh. Now, I know what it says in the King James. Probably says, feareth the Lord or God. It say, who that feareth Yahweh to you is. Now, only to those that feareth Yahweh is the word of this salvation sent. Now, it's not sent to those that do not fear Yahweh. Now, when the word of salvation came to you, my friend, did you fear Yahweh? Did you have any fear of Yahweh? He simply delivered you from those things that had separated you from him. And by the foolishness of preaching, he caused men to preach unto you those truths to open up your knowledge as to the direction that Yahweh calls a man and ordain him for. It was not because of the name of Jesus. You're saved because of Yahweh. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. He declares in Acts 28, verse 27, I want you to hear this. Saul said, for the heart of this people, Israel, is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now that is the declaration of Yahweh. This is a generation, their ears are waxed gross, they're heavy, their eyes and their ears are dull of hearing, they cannot hear, they despise the name of Yahweh, and they will hold to that pagan name, Jesus, Jesus, and they deny Yahweh's name. Don't tell me, my friend, it is all right to continue in that way. Once a man comes to the knowledge of that name, he cannot reject it. There's a difference when a man doesn't understand that Yahweh, if he is his chosen, he will bring that truth to the man in this hour. We're not in the time of our forefathers. We're in a time whereby it is expedient that we walk in the fullness of his truth. Man shall live by not bread alone only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh. And he extols us concerning his name, the identity of his name, and who he is. He says in Acts 28, verse 28, be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of Yahweh, you understand that the salvation, it says in the King James, the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles. And that they will hear it, because you reject this, the Yodians, because you have despised this truth, then this message that was preached unto you, before the foundations of the earth I had called and elected a people, now this salvation truth shall be sent unto to those that are not of the seed of natural birth of Abraham. And he declares in verse 29, when he had said these words, the Yodims, the Jews, the Yodims, the other Yodims, they departed and had great reason amongst themselves. They began to reason. They began to try to intellectually cipher the laws, the prophecies of Yahweh. Salvation is of Yahweh, and salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. David declares, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in thy name, and in the name of our Father, We will set up our banner, your way fulfill all thy petitions. I will ask you a question, my friend. Was salvation the same in the days of Noah, Abraham, Jacob? Was it not different, or was it different than the salvation of today? Do you understand what salvation is? It is simply the power of Yahweh to break the bondage or bring deliverance, and in the process of that, he preserves a people whereby they are saved from the perils of hell and darkness. They're delivered whereby this, that they will not be molested by these corrupt, vile, pagan spirits, that they will go and fornicate and adulterate against Yahweh. That they began to walk in uncleanliness, they have no ethical reasoning or no morality at all. And they understand that their souls are saved from the coercing and from the life of those things that bring death. They're not brought to life because of corrupt things, but there's something in their souls, and it is the word of Yahweh that brings a great deliverance unto them. And this wholeness or the fullness of salvation, it is when we all, when the saints of Yahweh, with this assurance of the kingdom blessing, whereby Messiah and the Father dwells, we shall forever be with Almighty Yahweh. That's the salvation of Yahweh. Not according to the apostolics, the church of God in Christ, the assemblies of God, is only according to Yahweh's prophetic utterance. Listen to the words of faith. Ephesians, as Saul, profound utterance unto the house. He says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. He said, blessed be Yahweh and the Father of Yeshua, the Messiah, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Messiah. Now, we are blessed with these spiritual blessings in Messiah. Well, who is the one that blessed? Saul said, bless me your way. Bless your way. He is the Father of Messiah. How? According now, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he, Yahweh, hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, does that sound like salvation? We are the called, we are the faithful, and we are the chosen of Yahweh. So before the foundations of the world, Yahweh had chosen us that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, before there was a foundation to this earth, Yahweh had ordained or preordained a people. How do I know? Well, verse 5 in chapter 1 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yeshua, Messiah, to himself. Well, to himself is what Scripture says. Who did this? Who is the one that did this? The Father did this. He ordained it. And Messiah is the assurance of this hope. Now, that is what he is. Yahweh is the Almighty One. Messiah was made flesh. The Word. It was made. It was made. Not this false Trinitarian type of teaching. And many of you that Yahweh has brought to this simplicity of truth, you incorporate those pagan traditions and those doctrines of lies. You hold on to the Baptist ways. You hold on to certain traditions of the Church of God, the Assemblies of God. And that ought not to be, my brothers and sisters. You're going to have to allow him to cleanse you out. You're going to have to divest yourself, empty yourself from the trust that you have learned. Salvation is of the house of Yahweh. We are the Yodims. They that are Yodims are not one outwardly, but inwardly. That is what Scripture says. And when a man comes to the knowledge of this truth, he must acknowledge Yahweh. When a man is walking in blindness, if his heart, his desire, if it's pure, Yahweh will bring him to this marvelous light of understanding. You cannot have salvation outside of Yahweh. Messiah was sent by Yahweh to bring us full assurance of his salvation, the deliverance from every yoke of hell and every power of darkness. David declared in Psalms 35:9, "And my soul shall be joyful in Yahweh. It shall rejoice in his salvation." The word salvation was David declaring. Is it the same salvation that you declare today? You say, "Well, I was saved in that name of Jesus." You did not even know what the name of Jesus was that night or that moment when you declared by faith that you were delivered. You did not have any understanding of the name Jesus, even of the name Yahweh, even of the spirit of the powers of hell. You had none whatsoever. It came by preaching. It came by men expounding upon the truth of Yahweh. We're saved because it is Yahweh's will. He has called, elect, chosen, and called us to be faithful unto him. Now that is what Yahweh hath done. He has predestinated us to the adoption of children. We are adopted by the shedded blood of Messiah. Through that covenant, we are adopted. We are engrafted into the tree. We are not bastards. We're sons of Yahweh. We have been begotten of the Father. He has begotten us through a lively hope, and that lively hope is Yahshua. He's the Messiah. He's anointed one of Yahweh. He came in Yahweh's anointing in the name of Yahweh. We must understand that that name, that salvation is Yahweh. That is what it is. Joel declares on the Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Hear the word of Yahweh. David declared, "He is my rock. He is only my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." Well, I want to know this Yah that David knew. Because he praised him, he exalted his name, he honored his name. Now you tell me the salvation of David in much peril and great battles of darkness. I want that salvation, that assurance that David had as well. That's why those that are saved can rejoice in the name of Yahweh. Those that do not know him, they cannot rejoice in that name. This is a generation that despises the name of Yahweh. They reject that name. They hate it today. They despise it. And they look for every reason not to use his name. Because of their pagan lies and pagan tradition, I say to you all, either I'm a fool, I'm on my way to hell. If I say the name of Jesus is pagan, it derived from a Latin Greek name, Jesus. It is a pagan derivative. There was no J. It could never be Yahweh. His name could never be Jehovah. His name is Yahweh. Messiah, that name is in him, in Yahweh. That is his name. The salvation of his people. Look at what Paul declares unto the saints of Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Joel said, "But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh for you." Were these not Gentiles? Were these your dims? He said, "We are always bound to give thanks unto God," what it says in the King James, "for you." That is what he says. Brethren, beloved of Yahshua, the Messiah, because Yahshua hath from the beginning, because Yahweh, he said now, because Yahweh hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Messiah said, "If you continue my words, you are my disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh for you, brethren. He said, we know you're beloved of Messiah because Yahweh now. He said, Yahweh have from the beginning. From the beginning before the foundations of the earth, He chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. Now, if Yahweh intended for everyone to be saved, why are folks dying going to hell? You're not going to save anyone. You were not saved because you heard the name Jesus. You were saved because Yahweh from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. I know there have been those that have lied against me, even on shortwave radio. Saying that Pastor Roberts, he says this, I'm telling you what Scripture says. That's nothing to do with what I say or what I believe. It's what Scripture says. Yahweh from the beginning chose us to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. Oh yes, that we should be the sons of Yahweh. David declared, in Yahweh is my salvation. Psalm 62:7. In Yahweh is my salvation and my honor. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in the Yahweh. So Yahweh is our salvation. Joel said that He has chosen you unto salvation before the foundations of the earth. Verse 14. Whereunto you He call you by our message to the obtaining of the honor of our hope, Yeshua, Messiah. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistles. He said, don't allow the things that you have been taught to be taken from your spirit. Do you understand that the rich young ruler came to Messiah? And he said, good master, what must I do that I might have eternal life? Messiah said, what does the law of the prophet say? He said, what does the writ of the old covenant of the covenant say? You shall love Yahweh with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. He said, you do that, you've done well. You are not far from life. He said, but I want you to take what you have, go and sell, give to the poor. Well, he had much and he went away very sorrowful. And that's why folks go away from Yahweh sorrowful. For they have much in their tradition. They're rich with their Baptist tradition, the apostolic, that foolish mess. They call the Ruach Kodesh, the Spirit of Yahweh, a lie. It's nothing but their Caucasian trash. Their black trash. It is not the Spirit of Yahweh. Falling and acting all deranged and ignorant. That's not Yahweh's spirit. Notice, my friend, on the day of Pentecost when they began to move in a mighty way by the Spirit of Yahweh. He began to move mightily. 10 days after, He had ascended into the honor of the presence of the Father. The Spirit was poured out. And they began to speak in languages, tongues. That the Parthians, the Medes, the men of Mesopotamia, the proselytes, all men, they heard them speak the wonderful word of Yahweh. That is what they heard them speak, the wonderful word of Yahweh. Messiah declares in Mark, Yohanan Mark, Mark 13, verse 20. Look at what Scripture says. And except that Yahweh had shortened those days, He said, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake. Listen to this. For the sake of who? The elect. Well, folks say, well, they are the very elect. What a foolish doctrine. There's only one election. The very elected elect that has been brought through your traditional apostolic trash, your Church of God trash, and that Church of Jesus Christ. It is not so. He said, and except that Yahweh, and except Yahweh, do you hear that? Had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. What now? Tell me something, Messiah. He said, but now, the condition
for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen. Well, who's the he? Who's the one that Messiah is talking about? Yahweh hath chosen the elect. He has shortened those days. Well, are you the elect, my friend? Did he not choose you? Did he not call you unto salvation? David said, bless be my sovereign Yahweh, who daily loatheth us with benefit. He loadeth us with benefits. Even the mighty one of our salvation. I bless him. Selah. Yes, bless the sovereign Yahweh. Not some pagan god. Not some title. Not some title, some lords. He has a name. Isn't that a shame, my friend? You pagan worshipers. Now, once you come to the knowledge of this pagan practice, you must repent. Man desires to know Yahweh. He will bring him to his truth. If you desire to know him, he will. When a man keep his laws, and he keep what the prophets say, he will come to the knowledge of the truth. What this wicked world has done, this corrupt thing you call Christianity, it has removed that. It has taken the laws and the prophets and has placed it with Baptist tradition, Methodist tradition, Pentecostal, holiness, Church of God, Apostolic Church of God. They replaced the laws of Yahweh with the traditions of men. And that's why there is no deep understanding as to what Yahweh is trying to convey unto us. My friend, you're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor Robert here. I want to expound tonight on this salvation of Yahweh. We've been taught the salvation of Yahweh by pagan traditions, and it is not the truth. We are a very shiftless and lazy people. We don't search scripture. We don't inquire of our Father. We are like blind, dumb sheep. We have sheep here at Victory. We see how dumb they are. We're like blind, dumb sheep. It's not very hard for Satan, a short time, to deceive your desperately wicked and evil corrupt hearts. You will not allow the laws of Yahweh to govern you. And that's why you have such a division in this trash you call Christianity. It is not the house or the gathering of Yahweh's elect. That's just it. You that call yourselves prophets, men of great strength and power, you ought to begin to declare the sin of this nation, the foul evenness of this nation. You are the ones that want to be cleansed and go back and do your thing tomorrow, and then you want to be cleansed again. Once a man comes to the fullness of the salvation, he is delivered. And in that salvation there is preserving. He's brought to a place of safety. He can resist the devil because he submits himself unto the law of Yahweh, and the enemy will flee from him. This is Pastor Roberts tonight, talking about the salvation of Yahweh. You're listening to me. You want to understand this in greater detail. You go to our website. www.yahwehsword. YahwehSword. YahwehSword.org. And there are messages there that you can listen to concerning the salvation of Yahweh. You're hearing this from the man of Yahweh concerning salvation. When a man is saved, he will be baptized. And Messiah say, you go into all nations teaching them, baptizing them in the name of Yahweh, by the authority of the Son, Messiah, Yahshua, by the instruction and the anointing of the Ruach Kodesh, the Spirit of Yahweh. Now that's what scripture says. Kephar, Peter did not do anything any different than that in Acts 2:38. He did the very same thing. In the name of Yahweh, you baptize the man in water. You that have been baptized in the name of Christo, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, If you hear this message, I've warned you. You must be baptized in the name of Yahweh. For the Son came in the power and the strength of the Father. He did not come to establish a name separate from the Father. His name is the praise of Yahweh. Because salvation is of Yahweh and no other one. Salvation comes from the Father. He needs to restore unto you the joy of his salvation. David declares that, restore unto me, Yahweh, the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Salvation has always been the same. It has not changed. It has not changed from Psalms, the second kafar. It's the same salvation. It has not changed. So Yahweh has chosen us. He has called us. He has shortened those days. Why? Because he has chosen us. He has a people that he has chosen for salvation. And they're going to receive the fullness of that psalm of salvation. And that is the eternal kingdom of Yahweh. That's what it is. We're saved from the penalty of sin, from the powers of hell. We're saved from the pleasures of sin. We're saved from the corruption of the world. That's what you're delivered from, my friend. Many of these doctors have come by the subtlety of darkness, by Mithra, by this Catholic whore. That's why many men walk in this Catholic trash. They don't even know what they're doing. That's the truth. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor Roberts with you tonight. I want to hear from you. Give me a call tonight. Let me know how the signal, the broadcast is coming into your area. Call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call, leave your name, address, and zip code. I will send you out a book. It is entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. It will bless you mightily. If you call me tonight, call now. You can call now. Leave your name, telephone number, your name, address, and your zip code. And I will send you out a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast. You that want to understand salvation and many other truths, you go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. And you will find many messages there, truths that will bless your heart and keep you strengthened in the faith of Yahweh. Now let us return back to this profound truth, the salvation of Yahweh. Look at what Scripture says in Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 2, verse 20. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of Yahweh come. Before he come, there shall be a tremendous transformation in the earth, and the heart of man will cry because of the great perplexities and the great distress that shall overtake the nations of the earth. He says in verse 21, chapter 2, Acts, verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of, what does it say in your King James? The name of God shall be saved. Well, what is the name of God? What is the name that you call this one God? Is that his name? Well, then it's no different than Allah Akbar. That's what the Muslims say, that God is great. It's no different. What name will you call upon? What name? Even you that declare the name Jesus, you despise the name Jehovah. Even you know that that's pagan. Even you know that that has no legitimacy, don't you? Yet you have disdain for the name of Yahweh. And let me tell you, you hypocrites, that's what you are. You want to straddle the fence. You say, well, I use the name Yahweh, Yahushua, Yahshua. Liar you are, you deceive one. There's only one name given on the earth, under the heavens, whereby we must be saved. And Yahweh is the only one that saves. Know the name, not Jesus. That's what this religious whore has done. She want to practice or don't want to offend anyone. Well, I use the name Jesus. That's a good transliteration. That's a lie. It's not a good transliteration. The name is only about 500 years old. How can that be? What name did the ones use before they used Jesus? Tell me. When there was no J, what did they use? Are they saved? Are they saved? Well, preacher, it's by the Spirit. Yahweh is a spirit. He's a life giver. He's not just some elusive thing. David said, help us, O Yahweh, of our salvation, for the honor of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Psalms 79, verse 9. Is that not relevant today? Do you not need Yahweh's help? Is he not the Father or the hope of your salvation? Is his name not an honorable name? Is his name not a name that ought to be honored? Are we not delivered by him? Will he not purge away our sins for his name's sake? That's why men cannot identify that name. The sins, the corruption of their heart. Whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Then what God are you going to call upon? Are you going to do like the Muslims and say Allah Akbar? You going to do like the Buddhists? If you got a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Hindu, pagan Christian, and they're all calling upon God, which God are they calling upon? The scripture says that the God of this world hath blinded their eyes, lest the light of this marvelous power of this message shine through, that they may know and that they may be saved and delivered from their bondages. So which God are you calling on? There's only one mighty one, and his name is Yahweh. His name is not Lord and God. These are pagan lies. They ought to distort and to take away from the honor of his name. He has a name. Everything that Adam did, he named everything. And yet we say Yahweh has no name. And we go to our whole houses and we just say, oh Lord, help us. Oh Lord God. Lord God. Lordy, 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 Lord. Lies. There's no salvation in that. There's no salvation in the name of Jesus. No, it isn't. We'll say because Yahweh called us and elected us. And he will bring you to the truth. His name is going to be honored again in this hour. As Messiah honored the Father's name. He's going to do it again. His name shall be honored. And it shall be esteemed above all names. His name is desecrated today. You talk about the name of Yahweh, men fight. They reject that. It's a pagan world today, my friend. I will not reject his name. I will not. Listen, my friend. The scripture says a heretic, after the first and second admonition, you just leave him alone. Reject him. I will not fellowship with a man that you bring this profound truth to him. And he continuously fight. I will not. I meet people. There are those that write me. There are those that call. They don't even use the name Yahweh. But their hearts are open. You're always dealing with them. I do not reject a brother that way. But when a man thinks he's news, when a man says he studies scripture, and yet he hears this truth, and he says, well, his name is Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a perverted liar. His name is Yahweh. And the Son came in that name, in the name of Yahweh. He is the salvation, the hope. He is the assurance of our salvation. That's why he is the Yahshua. He is Yahweh in the mighty manifestation unto us with the hope of salvation through that body of Messiah. That is what he is. Joel says in the second chapter of Acts, verse 46, verse 47. It says, after Pentecost, and they continued daily with one accord in the house of Yahweh, breaking the bread from house to house, and they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Listen to this. Acts 2:47. They were praising Yahweh. That's what it says. And having favor with all the people. And it says, and Yahweh added to the assembly, daily now, such as should be saved, that were saved. Now I understand this, this Old English and the Greek, what they say that the New Covenant was written in Greek. What a travis. What a lie. Was written in the Hebrew language. That's what it was written in. And the Greeks, or there may have been some copies in Greek. That is what we have today. But it was not written in the Greek language. Those men could not even speak Greek. It was a bourgeois language for the rich, for those of mobility, for commerce. That's what it was. It was filled with idioms of pagan and all kinds of gods. Do that, my friend. Begin to look at some of the idioms in the Greek language. You will find all kinds. You have these Nike shoes. They're all named after gods. All of this. Everything, the Greek language is filled with those idioms. There's only one language that he preserved not that way, and that was the Hebrew language. The English language is a commodulation of trash stolen from here and there. There's nothing pure about it. It's only one language. Joel says in Romans chapter 10, verse 12, he says, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same sovereign Messiah over all is rich unto all them that call on him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh," it says what in your text? "The name of God shall be saved." All right, let it be. Well, tell me the name of this God you're going to call upon. What is his name? Tell me his name. No, the salvation of Yahweh. David says, "Remember me, O Yahweh, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation." His salvation hasn't changed one bit at all. It is the same as with David as it is with David Roberts today. It has not changed. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast. You're listening to Pastor Roberts. We're heard here on this frequency 5 days a week, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Monday through Friday, we're heard on this frequency that you are listening to me on right now. 5 days a week, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we're heard. You that would love to get a greater understanding of this salvation, go to our website, www.yahwehsword, YAHWEHSWORD, yahwehsword.org, O-R-G. And there are many messages that you can listen to. You can download them and listen to the profound truth of Yahweh. For salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. He's not going to take that away. He is the one. He is the only one that can save. Nobody else. Yahweh. No, Yahweh saves. Yahweh. He sent Messiah to be that atonement, to be the assurance of our salvation. That's what he did. Truly my soul waiteth upon Yahweh. From him cometh my salvation. That's where our salvation comes from. Yahweh. He saved Noah, a preacher of righteousness. The scripture says in 2 Peter 2 and 5, "And Yahweh spared not the old world, but saved." Was Noah saved? Was Noah saved? Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world of the wicked, the unrighteous men. Was Noah saved? Was Noah saved? Then who saved him, my friend? Yahweh saved him. He saved Noah. Scripture say he was a preacher of righteousness. That's what he was. And he always saved him, like he has saved you. It was not that you knew the name of Yahweh. You didn't. Your corruption, just like Israel, they had gone down into Egypt because of their sins, and they had become a part of that Egyptology, all kinds of gods, that Greek mythology. They did not even know Yahweh. That's why when Moshe came to them and said, "What is his name? Who should I say? What is this God's name? What is this one? Yeah, they said, what is this God's name? They were serving so many pagans. When they got out there in the wilderness, the first thing they did, Iran. They built them a golden calf and said, this is the one that brought us out. And that's what you have done. You built your little golden calf. You built your Jesus on your crosses. You built your Jesus in your houses. You say, this is the one that brought me out. Let me say, the white folks got a different Jesus than the black folks. The Mexicans got a different Jesus than the white folks. Italian Jesus is different than the Russian Jesus. They all got their Jesus. You all got their little Jesus. There's only one you all have. He's the ruler of all men. He's the creator of all things. But he has a name. His name is the eternal name. Look at what Paul says in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sin, we were all dead in sin, have made alive, quickened us together. Now, who did this? Even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with, it says with, Messiah. By grace are ye saved. Well, I was saved in the name of Jesus. Lies! It was just the choosing of Yahweh. By the choosing of Yahweh were you saved, my friend. You didn't know nothing about no Jesus. You just went to a place. You heard that what they preach. You cried out. You continued in sin. Now he's calling us to repent. Repent! That we will not have to repent again. He says in verse 6, and has raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Messiah, Yeshua. That in the ages to come we might show the exceeding riches of his mighty his truth and his grace toward us in his kindness toward us. Now, his kindness, now Yahweh's kindness toward us through. His kindness toward us is shown through Messiah, Yeshua. Now that's how his kindness is shown toward us, through him, through Messiah. He said, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that is not of yourself. It is just the gift of Yahweh. He just saved you. My friend, he saved you. What Jesus? No, my friend, he just saved you. He saved you. When a man comes to that understanding, when he comes to the knowledge of his name, you can't reject that, my friend. Well, Pastor Roberts said that you're not saved because of this, you're not saved because of that. Yeah, no, you're not saved when you reject the laws and the prophets. You reject truth, you're not saved. That's it. Your ears have, you're people that your heart is waxed gross. Your ears are so dull of hearing. Your eyes are closed. Least you should see with your eyes and hear with your ears and understand with your heart and shall be converted. And then I shall heal you. So when you can't receive this, then you're not converted. No, you're not. Well, Pastor Roberts, well, I don't understand. Don't speak against it then. That's your safety. Don't speak against it. You just pray, Yahweh, help me. Begin to pray in that name. You prayed in the pagan Jesus name. We've gotten in the mess we've been in because of that. That's what it is. We must declare what it is. And if I'm a heathen, I'm a man that is a heretic that warned about soul. Well, you tell a man the truth, he constantly rejected that he's a heretic. He wants to preach something, he wants to do things that are opposite to doctrine, true doctrine. You reject that man. And so when a man, I meet them, still preaching in Jesus, when a brother's heart is open, he will not reject that. I will deal with the brother. When a man rejects that and say, no, it's this way, I will not walk one with that man. Now you can, my friend. I will not. Messiah didn't do it. And he's not going to do it. He didn't walk one with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Strive the essence. No, sir, he did not. And I won't do it. Titus chapter 3, verse 4. He says, but after that the kindness and the love of Yahweh, our Savior toward men, appeared. Oh, yes, Yahweh, our Savior toward men, appeared. He made himself known. He made his salvation known unto us through Messiah. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercies he saved us. How? By the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Ruach Kodesh, the Spirit of Yahweh, which he shed on us abundantly through now. Yahweh shed the Spirit on us abundantly through Yahshua, our Savior, our hope. He is our Savior. Messiah brings the hope of our salvation. What he says, that Messiah is the assurance of this salvation, my friend. No man can come even unto Messiah, to the Father. You can't even come unto him unless he draws you. You cannot. You cannot even come unto Messiah, even unless Yahweh draw you. David said, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh doth mightily with them. There is where salvation is with the righteous of Yahweh. Tell me, my friend, Psalms 116, verse 13. You know this one. You've quoted this one. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. It says, I will call upon the name of the Lord in the King James. But what is the name of the one you're going to call upon? You're going to take his cup of salvation. No, your traditions and your pagan ways will not allow your heart to be open. So you reject a man like me. You will speak against a man that will confront you with your pagan ways. No, my friend, you cannot interchange the name Jesus, Lord, with Yahweh. You can't. That's just like mixing water with oil. You can't do it. It produces a mess. And that's what you are doing, producing a mess. Surely, his salvation, whose salvation, David? Yahweh's salvation is nigh unto them that fear him. Psalms 85, verse 9. Surely, Yahweh's salvation is nigh unto them that fear him, that his honor may dwell in our land. Do we truly fear Yahweh? His salvation is not unto them that fear him. Did you fear him, or did you fear him when he saved you? You didn't even know what the fear of Yahweh was. You didn't hate your sins, your wickedness. Oh, come, let us sing unto Yahweh. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Has the salvation of Yahweh changed from the Torah, the law, the prophets, as it has in the epistles and the letters of Matthew, Matthias, Yohanan, Mark, Yohana, Joel, Kepha, Timothy? Has it changed? Salvation is the same. Yahweh is the same. He never changed. So his salvation is the same, my friend. So he has not changed his salvation. The plan of salvation was before the foundations of the world. He had a plan of salvation for his people. David says, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me. O Yahweh, the Father of my salvation. He is the hope. He is our salvation. Messiah has given us assurance in that salvation. David said in Psalms 27:1, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Is he the strength of your salvation? Is he the light of your salvation? Well, he is the light of my salvation. Even as Yahweh, as he is long-suffering, he has been long-suffering with us, and even in the midst of our pagan ways. You, when you were saved, my friend, can I ask you a question as we come to the close of this broadcast? You said you were saved. Can I ask you one question? Did you do pagan things? You celebrated Christmas? Astar? You participate in these pagan things? Your pagan birthdays and all of that. Many of you all. You went to the whorehouse on Sunday. That's what you did. About 13 years ago, Yahweh revealed that to me concerning the Shabbat, His laws. And so you did those things. Were you saved? Were you saved, my friend? Simply answer that. Yet you were practicing pagan things? So the name of Jesus is pagan. Yahweh is the one that saves, as He saved Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. He is our deliverer, Yahweh. May He bless you tonight. May His strength shine upon you in a mighty way. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor Robert sitting here live tonight, broadcasting to the house of Yahweh, the saints, wherever you are. I want to hear from you, my friends. I want you to write me, send a generous gift for the support of this broadcast. I bless all of you for your gifts, your offerings. I do bless you, Brother Dean, there in Forreston, Illinois. Yahweh bless you. May His strength richly shine upon you in a mighty way. Write me. Address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. Write me. You that would write me, send a generous gift. I have a profound book that I would love to send to you. It is entitled, Come Out of Her, My People, by Dr. Kushner. It will bless you. It is a book of rich understanding and poignant revelation of truths that will bless you. Write me. I will send you that book. Send a generous gift. The book costs quite a bit. So send a generous gift for that book. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You never write me, send a gift, I will send you out that book, Come Out of Her, My People. You that will call me tonight, give me a check on how the frequency is coming in. You call me now, area code 843-658-6222. And I will send you out a book entitled, The Heavenly Father's Great Name. A gift from Pastor Roberts and the Voice of Victory broadcast. Simply let us know how the broadcast is coming in. You call, leave your address and your name, your address and your zip code. Must have that. And we will get that out to you. I pray that Yahweh bless you mightily tonight. He is our hope, our salvation. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Thy blessing is upon thy people. His blessing is upon His people. We will, as I will let you know, we will be gathering here for the Feast of Pentecost, as we will gather here for the great gathering and the preaching of Yahweh's truth. I will inform you of that as we will have a great gathering here during the Feast of Trumpets. I will let you know, you can go to our internet site, www.yahwehsword.org, and there will be much information there. We'll tell you of the gatherings, where I will be if I'm near you, you're located where I will be. You can go to our website and get that information. You go to www.yahwehsword, Y-A-H-W-E-H, S-W-O-R-D, yahwehsword.org. And you will find information. You can find messages that will bless your heart richly. You may understand the profound truths of salvation, the laws of Yahweh, the prophets. We cannot throw away the truth of Yahweh. He did not give us a book that we take one-third of it or three-quarters of it. We must eat the entire book, and that's the truth. Even though that there have been men with the vain pens, Yahweh is leading His people by His Ruah, His Spirit. And that is just the truth, my friend. We're glad that we're here. We're glad that we're on this frequency that you can hear us, that it will bless your heart, and that Yahweh will give you great strength. Go to our website, www.yahwehsword.com, Y-A-H-W-E-H-S-W-O-R-D, yahwehsword.com. We bless you tonight. We say to you all from all the saints in Victory Community, we bless you and we say shalom in the name of Messiah.